Greetings from afar.
Hello, welcome to Butler's podcast.
Here we are again.
And today we're having a bit more of an informal conversation, we thought. And this is a little bit political and a little bit controversial, but it's going to affect everybody that likes to drink. So this week we are going to be discussing the duty increases that are affecting all alcohol sold in the UK. And these increases are going to be taking place from the 1st of August this year, which is in about 2 weeks' time.
Yes, so we thought about doing this as just a chat and discussing it between ourselves because we have been implementing the admin for this for the every day this month. And it's
horrendous. It's so boring. It's so time consuming.
It's not your favourite type of job.
I hate it. And also, the worst thing is that it's actually not bringing in any customers at all. This is just us working for 12 hours a day, looking at like spreadsheets and figures and tills. And then every day we get a new price list from another supplier and it's completely different to what we thought. And we're having to pretty much individually price 1,500 wines and I still have to work on all of our restaurant lists because it's going to affect all of them. And this is the biggest single increase in almost 50 years in the UK. So this is massive for the industry.
Yes. So I think beer has been put on hold, hasn't it? But everything else, there have been adjustments. I'm not quite sure what the government are thinking about this. Even a chunk of their own government don't agree with this. So
no, because they will probably like a drink.
We were hoping that...
Although they can afford it.
We were hoping that this would be reversed, but yet again, we are disappointed. And it's going to get worse in 2025, where the duty will change again. And each wine, for example, will have a different duty rate for every 0.5 of a percent of alcohol. So that's multiple different duty rates, which will have to be individually calculated and are going to make shipping products really complicated as
well.
And
they'll change every vintage, potentially, because the weather and the climate and everything will affect the alcohol on wines.
Yes.
So it's constant. It's constantly changing.
So, yes. And I appreciate that. I imagine the government have to raise funds for something or other.
Probably since Brexit.
So once again, enjoyers of wine are going to be punished.
But we knew that after Brexit, something like this would happen because they're trying to get money in and all of our wine is imported pretty much.
Well, a big chunk of it is, yes. The UK market is still relatively small.
Yeah, so compared to everything else we sell. So yeah, we're importing daily.
The only benefit is for sparkling wine, which has been reduced by 19p.
A whole 19p.
But it's been brought in line with, it's sort of taken the luxury element away from it. So it's been brought in line with other wine, with still wines, but the still wines have been increased by quite a chunk. So it's super complicated at the moment and very frustrating because they must have had advice, you would hope.
Yeah, that they ignored.
The trade as a whole has been campaigning against this for a long time because it's not fair. And it's clogging up like hours of work in all
and it's
companies.
Just, it's like they don't want people to drink alcohol. It's like people are going to go out of business. It's really hard already for independents. And bearing in mind, we've come off the back of Brexit and the pandemic, which was a nightmare for hospitality. So people are just trying to get back on their feet. And we're in a cost of living crisis. And then they hike all the prices up. So it's like, how are independents and hospitality meant to keep functioning and keep everything cost effective or not upset the customers? Because we don't want customers to walk in and think, oh, everything's super expensive. So we'll just go to a supermarket because it's all cheap, which it's not. And this does affect everybody. But they'll be buying stuff in bulk, which smaller merchants can't do. And we also look for more sustainable and well-made wines rather than massive brands that are made in huge volumes. It's just a different kind of business.
And this isn't a sort of a moaning exercise particularly. It's just, it is the way it is. And it's
I am
the
moaning.
Way
it is.
No, you
I
are.
I hate it.
But it's...
I just don't get it.
It just... It can suck the joy out of our subject matter. And the reason that lots of people are in the wine trade is because the wine is excellent.
It's a vehicle
one of the best
for
things ever.
It's a vehicle for socialising and having a good
over
time.
Me again,
and
aren't you?
Yeah.
Go on then.
No.
Go on.
But you can't just say alcohol is brilliant because it's not on all levels.
I said wine is brilliant.
But there are lots of positives about it and, yeah, and sort of things to learn. It's like an exciting adventure, isn't it?
Yeah.
And tasting different things made around the world and visiting places and meeting new people and learning stuff every day about different ways of making wine and sustainability and ecosystems and biodiversity, and it's a much bigger picture than just drinking.
Yeah, and I think that the government initially said that this would simplify things, and it hasn't at all. There is nobody saying that this system has simplified life, and I think this is becoming the frustration for a lot of people, where your working week just becomes more and more admin heavy and takes you away from the good parts of your jobs, where you're a lot of people, you're sort of customer facing or dealing with people. These are the important things, making connections with people, not sitting and just
rejuggling. All we do is just sit for hours typing.
Rejuggling stuff. We've only just got through all the changes in shipping of Brexit stuff. So it's super frustrating, but you never know, we might get a different government at some point and the new government might be...
I can't see it happening.
...actually brave and do something helpful. Be nice,
yeah, but I suspect they just want money and...
It is frustrating, so... So
basically, just to break it down, to say what the frustration is, the price increases, as far as we're aware, because this is changing all the time...
So there will be plenty of mistakes on our wine list. So now's the time to
buy whatever you can you think looks cheap, and it will change at some point. But at the moment, any wines over 11.5% alcohol are going up by 44p a bottle.
Up to 14.5%.
Any wines over 14.5% are going up by 98p a bottle. Any wines that are fortified, etc. Over 20% are going up by £1.30. So I think sherry's sort of 15% sherry would come in the 98p bracket.
Yeah, the port goes up £1.30.
Yep, so that's ridiculous. And apparently vodka's going up by 76p.
Is it? That's important to you, isn't it? That's
yeah.
The one you've been focusing on.
So I'm just going to order loads.
So then the retailer obviously has to put their margin on, which will stay the same. We're not increasing our margins or any other cost. We're just passing on this cost. And then obviously there's VAT on top. And if you're selling on to wholesaling to a restaurant, there's their margin and then VAT on top of the whole thing as well. So it's suddenly the cheaper wines, like the under £10 wines, are becoming extremely challenging, aren't they? The increase on those wines is chunky. It looks chunky.
Yes.
On a wine that's 25 quid going up from whatever, I don't know, 24 quid to 25 quid or whatever, that isn't so important, is it? Or so noticeable. But for everyday drinking,
yes,
it's a challenge.
Although we're quite, the way that we buy wines is we try and look for quality and sustainability, and we want to make sure that the producer's getting paid properly.
Yes.
So we don't just buy something because it's cheap. Even if it's going if it's going to a restaurant and they want house wines, we still stick to the same sort of our ethos, I guess, of having good quality that tastes nice.
Yes, so there'll be pressure now on supermarkets with big brand wines where they sort of might deep discount them or keep them at a price that isn't really sustainable. Often the price is kept lower because there's pressure put on the supplier, and so the costs are with the supplier. It's the same as farmers selling milk to supermarkets. You know, you haven't got to be that intelligent to realise that farmers aren't making any money out of that, but the supermarkets probably are. And I think it's just not sustainable to have these wines at those prices anymore. I think it just creates a false economy, really, and I think there should be pressure to
but already to with price the tax and duty
correctly.
We always say, don't we, if we're doing tastings or something, you know, if I don't know how you could possibly be making a wine for £5. It's just not possible, because tax and duty, even before these increases, we per bottle were something like £3.50.
Yeah.
So none of the, what is the make the producer getting from a bottle of wine? A 10p or nothing? It's like you just can't. You shouldn't be buying like that. It's like it's just not fair on the producer.
No, and moving wine around at that sort of price point is, you know, that has its cost, doesn't it, on the environment? And
yeah, exactly.
Who's winning out of any of this? No one really.
So I think our sort of cheapest wines probably on the shelves now are looking at £8, £7.99, something like that. It's probably going to be
As independents across the country, we can still thrive because we have well-trained staff, friendly staff. We provide an experience as the same in lots of other independent trades. We're constantly working on streamlining logistics and working together with other independents to bring new wines to the market. We're all about flavour. We're all about stories behind the producers, aren't we?
Yeah.
Interesting people, making wine exciting. So there are lots of positives still. And we, you know, we work really hard at that. And it's a constant.
But it's still getting people through the door, isn't it? It's like we still need people to actually come in or look for us online rather than buying from other places.
Yeah, and restaurants, it's going to be, I imagine, it's going to be really difficult.
Yeah, they've just come off the back of the pandemic.
What do they do? Do they take a hit? Because they can't really, because they've got to make money back from when they were closed in COVID. There's no VAT relief, I don't think.
The government's offering no help at the moment, and we're in a cost of living crisis. So there's no government support. It's a happy
little chat, isn't it?
But it's the truth that I think actually. I think people are going to read about it and hear about it or walk into a shop and think, oh my God, last week I was paying 50p less than this, so why has it gone up?
Yeah.
So it is going to affect everyone, and you don't want people to just assume that you're more expensive. Like, this is affecting everybody.
Yeah.
I think the worry going forwards is that people are going to be trying to make wines, potentially big brands or supermarkets who work with brands that are lower alcohol,
yes,
because they're going to be cheaper on the shelves. And that would be my concern, is that the quality of the wines is going to be affected massively, and the producers will be affected, like we were saying, with getting paid. Because if they're just making wine by numbers, that's got nothing to do with sustainability and quality. And if all the wines are suddenly 11% or 11.5%,
yes, if you can bring your wine in under it at 11%, then your duty rate is a lot cheaper. And
but it's not natural, is it? You know, like, you're not going to buy a Southern Spanish wine isn't going to naturally be 11.5%, because the fruit ripens so fast in the sun that it creates higher alcohol naturally.
Yes.
So those wines that are 14% should be 14%, because that's the nature of the grape and the climate.
Yes, exactly. And the duty system is sort of punishing higher alcohol wine. So if you enjoy a 15% Zinfandel or a Monastrell from southern Spain, you'll be punished just because you like that style of wine. And like whiskey drinkers, imagine the duty on those are going to be super high.
I haven't even looked at those. That's not happening. So buy a load of whiskey from us, because I'm not changing the prices.
And we're very sort of super conscious that alcohol creates problems for a lot of people, and but there has to be balance, doesn't there? When we opened the shop, we weren't allowed to get our license. We weren't allowed, still aren't allowed, to sell beer or cider over 6%, which was aimed in our area at people drinking in the streets, wasn't it? With the really cheap, high strength cider.
Well, how can the news agent sell it then?
But now you can sell it if it's a craft cider or a craft beer.
So no more White Lightning.
No more White Lightning for you. Sitting in the park.
3 litres for about £3.
It's just, I don't know, it's just not well thought out, is it? About trying to manipulate how people drink or who drinks what. And I think it's just, I think it all gets dressed up. It's just a money gathering thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the annoyance, that it just seems like something else. Admin and money.
Yeah. But so I guess when you're thinking over the next couple of years, if it stays like this, then lower alcohol wines will be a more cost effective option, like sparkling wines. You'll see a little bit of benefit there. Some of the wines, like the Vigno Verde wines, come in at 10.5, 11, don't they?
11.5.
Lambrusco, 10.5, 11.
That's... You're not going to want Lambrusco every day.
No.
Every other day.
German Rieslings, English still wines.
We have got a couple on our shelves, which I noticed recently, because we've been doing all the pricing, that I was quite surprised at, that are naturally coming in lower. One of them is a Verdeco from Spain called El Tesoro, which is £8.49, which we just got back on the shelves. We used to have it, and they do a red as well, which is probably about 14.5%, so we'll leave that for now.
That'd be £27.
But the Verdeco is really good. We've just put it on a wine list at a local restaurant. And that's going really, really well. Really good with seafood. Good summer wine. And that's only 11% alcohol. So really the price tasty, at £8.49 is really good. And the other one is the Rag and Bone Riesling from Australia, which is only 10.5%.
Miraculous.
I don't know how they've done that. Cool climate.
Super tasty wine though, isn't it?
Really good. Yeah, loads of flavour. Really good food wine as well.
Good with the Thai food.
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't it?
Good Asian label.
Flavors. Yeah.
So those two, I was surprised and thought they're winners. So we'll do a massive promotion on those.
Yeah. So.
And Carver, we got a new Carver in. I thought that was good. So that's only £10.50.
That's good value. The Cremants are good as well, aren't they? For, on the sparkling wine front, the Cremant de Loire that we've got at the moment is delicious. Yeah,
Cremant de Bourgogne, Cremant de Jura.
Yeah, that's a good little section at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
English sparkling wine coming down in price.
19p, boom.
Yeah,
go crazy.
Stock up on those. It's nuts, isn't it? If you're a local MP listening to this, I'm sure there are many out of the 3 listeners that we've got, then please campaign against the government. Please go to the government and say that there are lots of people working in this country who are dissatisfied with this system.
And the scary thing is that, but the reality is that this potentially could really, really affect small businesses and restaurants again.
Yeah.
And you see, so, you know, you're driving down the high street anywhere at the moment and that half of it's empty. And also the rents are really expensive. So yeah, landlords are not helping the situation.
It's difficult.
But it's sort of, it's really putting pressure on people. And people like us, we've been around for 43, 44 years now.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, but it's scary because business is really tough. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
What do you watch?
I'm just keeping an eye on the cat who might be trying to kill something.
No.
Which is not good. We don't need another present during the podcast. So, yes.
We're going into animal rescue anyway. That's my dream.
Yeah, that's been off the wine.
That's what I was sort of getting onto, is that we haven't actually got a backup plan. So we need to stay in business.
Yeah, so keep coming in. We've got plenty of good stuff, plenty of fun to be had still. We've just given you like a little insight into our job.
And the stress at the moment.
It's very frustrating because it does prevent us from having customer contacts, which is what we want to do. And because that's the fun part, isn't it?
So let's get back to more spreadsheets.
Yeah.
That's another 5 hours ahead.
Brilliant.
Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye, wine learners.